And it's the same colour that's dominant in the Melbourne Victory uniform, the navy. And Robbie Crews wears it with great distinction with the white as well. And he joins us, the striker from the Victory. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, you're not too far away from actually getting into some serious action. It kicks off in just over a month, the A-League, for you guys. What's the world like from a training perspective at the moment?
Yeah, I think pre-season's been really good. Obviously, with the new coaching staff and a lot of turnover and new plays, it's been the extended pre-season's probably been good in that aspect. But, it's obviously dragged on quite a while now with, I think, close to 4 months before the season starts. So it's been a long grind, but I think the team's come along really well. And, we've been working really hard under Popper, and it's I think on the training pitch it's been really good.
So it's around about this time, Robbie, that there's almost a spring in the step because you can see the finish line, that you don't have to do the pre-season anymore and regular season training comes in and you get to play, get reward for effort. Can you sense that in the group at the moment?
Yeah, for sure. I think, obviously the first block of pre-season's a big grind, a lot of running and a lot of work. I think now we're getting closer to the season. You can, like you said, you can see the end and start to get into the competitive games, which is what everyone wants to do. We're really looking forward to righting the wrongs from last season. It's there's no hiding the fact that the last few seasons have been really poor from the club's perspective. And I think so far this pre-season has been really good. And obviously, it all comes down to how we perform in the games in the season.
Now, Robbie, how many times has Tony Popovich reminded you during the off-season that Melbourne City were the champions and that they finished ahead of you? Is that something that is used as a bit of a spur?
It's not been discussed too much. Obviously, as individuals, the success Melbourne City had last season, the last few seasons, they've been probably the standout team in the comp. It's disappointing for us and for our fans because Melbourne Victory has been probably the strongest club in the history of the A-League. So to have the last season, the poor performances and all-round effort from the club was really disappointing. And obviously to see your cross-town rivals have the success they had, it hurts a lot. It hurts the players. And this pre-season, I think it's been one of the driving factors for us to turn things around and obviously to get back to the club to the level that it's been at in the earlier part of the A-League. So there's been a lot of hard work in the pre-season. Obviously, we still got 5 or 6 weeks to go before the season starts, and I think the group will be really ready come round one.
It's obviously hard to tell because, as you said, you're still 6 weeks away from needing to be at your best to start the regular season. But does it feel different under Tony Popovich? You've obviously got a lot of other new players that have come as well. But for someone that you've been at the club for so long, do you feel that this is better? It's the way it used to be.
I think it's a lot. I've seen, not begrudging anyone in the past or what's happened, but I think obviously this pre-season has been very professional, and there's been no stone unturned. I think everything's been done really methodically through the coaching staff. They've primed the players really well. Everyone's looking really fit, and tactically, the players have grasped what the coaches have been trying to implement. So, you can see the work we've been doing from the start of the preseason to now. The way the players have taken all the advice on board has really been translated into the games we've been playing. So, I think we're looking really good. It's obviously you don't know how well everything's going until you start playing competitive games, because that's where it all counts. So. It's been really good so far. I think the players have enjoyed it. We've had minimal injuries, which is really important. The players are looking really fit. Hopefully, come round one, everything can keep going smoothly.
Well, you look at the fixture, Robbie, and it's set up pretty well early to make a statement if you can get it humming early doors there at the Victory. 5 of the first 6 games are in Victoria. You travel to Adelaide, I think, in round 4 is the only travel. So that's a really good opportunity to set your season up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Obviously... playing West United's first game is a big game for us. Obviously, you start off with a win, build a bit of momentum, and obviously, hopefully, the fans get on board, and we can hopefully start to build a lot of momentum. Like you said, 5 of the first 6 games at home is massive for us. So if we can really start well, hopefully, some good building blocks for the whole season. So we haven't really looked too far ahead. We've just been concentrating on day by day. That's what the gaffer likes to talk about, just trying to improve it. Step by step, every day, every training session, and I think the team's been doing that.
And you've got some pretty handy inclusions. You look at, and one of the things in the off-season of all clubs, you always look at who's coming in, and you guys have done a pretty good job. Mats Baranovic, Jason Davidson, and Chris Economides, amongst some of the new signings. They're all big names in Australian football. But that has to help, doesn't it, getting that quality of player in?
Yeah, it does. You know, I've played with a lot of them for the national team a long time ago. So, you know, they were really good inclusions. Even apart from that, we've added a lot of good quality. I think this is probably the most depth we've had at the club for a long time. There's about 20 players there that could play. So it's really good, and it's not something you really get in the A-League. Obviously, with the salary cap, makes it really difficult, but we've put together a really strong squad. So obviously, still a few players to come in. So it's always difficult trying to manage that. And then obviously with the climate we're living in these days with hotel quarantine and everything like that, it makes it a little bit more difficult. But the squad's looking really good, and I'm sure if we could start really well, hopefully we can have a good season.
One thing I love to ask players when new coaches come to town, are there any little quirks or little sayings that they've got up their sleeve that they always bring out, you've picked up in the meetings? And who's the favourite? Who's the coach's pet at the moment?
Sure, I'd probably get it wrong if I said it anyway. So I'm actually not too sure about that. Coach's pet, I don't know, maybe Spiro. I think they seem to get along really well. But I mean, the Gaffer treats everyone really fairly. It's been a really good thing about this preseason. From the young players to the old players, it's all been really even. And if you're performing well at training, you'll get rewarded. So far, it's been really good. And like I said, hopefully we can carry that on.
Well, the Victory fans are very, very keen to see a different Victory in season 2021-22, and I'm sure that'll be happening under Tony Popovich. New games, new names in town, and big games to be played early doors to set the season up. Can't wait to see you out there, Robbie. Good luck in the preparations, and we'll look forward to chatting through the season some stage.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Good stuff. Robbie Cruse with us from the mighty Melbourne Victory.